Eric Tess, Mitzvahs Yudalan and Tesvav. We spoke about Anoichi, we spoke about Ahava, we spoke about Yeru, we spoke about Ahava and Yeru's Chachamim and making songs for the Ribbono Shel Olam. And now we're moving on. Yudalan and Tesvav. Kriya Shema, Baboiker, Ube'erev. Shtei Mitzvahs Asei. Wow, two separate Mitzvahs Asei. Teluyos Bapeh. Sheyikra Befiv Kol Shloish Parshi Yaseh. All three. Included in the mitzvah is the details of how to do it. And that is to extend the dalid, to have kavona by the pasuk rishon, extend the dalid shalechot shir sheyam lechas Hashem b'machshavti or machi bor ulamaylo ulamato ulabir uchais ha'olam
tichsiv. How do you extend the dalid?
I don't remember. My father asked one of the gedolim. I don't remember. He says, "In your cup, you extend the talit, not in your tongue."
it sounds like it means
don't go weiter. Don't think about anything else yet. When you're thinking in your mind, Akkad, think about this. Don't go weiter. Somebody else said that the teimani is in.
Akkad.
Okay. You have to put this on your heart that the Eibishter, Mamlech, the Eibishter, and the Remachi Vorim, up, down, all around. This is what we call Kabbalah Samashmaim. A lot of people say, oh, God is cast, you know, seven heavens and the earth. Or you forget about yourself. Seven heavens and the earth and me. Because of Rav Harim Sefer Chinuch, Vitzivanu Lezachroim B'Shneya Itim Ha'ilu B'Keva. We have an established mitzvah every single day, both in the morning and at night. Ubekavana gemura, erchem bayoyim, kedei lahayil lachol masim shebayoyim. Once in the beginning of the day, to set up our day straight. When a person remembers in the morning Hashem's infinite oneness and His malchus, He rules over everything. And Hashem is aware and in control and capable of everything. And Hashem sees everything. And every single one of your steps is counted in Oiske Cheshmet. Then, the rest of the day, hopefully you won't forget anything on the to-do list of the 613 mitzvahs, and you won't be able to hide from the Eibishter, even one of your thoughts you're going to be wary of, that you can't hide from God. If you really ingrain this in your mind in the morning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tremendous sovereignty, His power, His control, His awareness, you dig that into your brain early in the morning, it will carry you on for the rest of the day. V'chein b'layla, Tielaloi, Lemishmeres, Kolalaila, via Yore, the Chored, Michatoi, Lefonov, Kihumalkoi, the Elekov. Shlomovolb used to say that if you say Kriyashma and it doesn't rub you the wrong way, there's no anti Shema fighting you, then you didn't really have Kavanah. If you really understood what you're doing, then there should be some friction. Kabbalah's Olmach Shemaim is an oil. It's an oil. And if when you're really saying Shema Yisrael, that means everything you planned for tonight, everything you planned for today, certain things might have to be dropped. Certain things are going to have to be adjusted. It should be slightly uncomfortable to say Shema. And if it's totally comfortable to say Shema, Christ, you're not being with Kabbalah Shema. When this was said to, was it the Brisker Rav? I remember I saw in a sefer that they said over this vart from Shlomo Volba to a certain other gadol, and he macht avek. You have kavana, yoytze kriyash medai raisa. What are you talking? Okay. It's the difference between a bal musar and a bal halacha. Mitzvah tezayin, mitzvah tezayin, kadesh is Hashem yizbarak. Wow. Last week's parsha. Im ya'ansu lohom yodosai. If they are trying to force a person to go against the Ikrei Emuna or to go against the three cardinal sins, and And when it's a time where the goyim are trying to get us to drop our Judaism, a few la mitzvah kala, even on the shoelace or yamaka. Shenemar v'nikdash v'soich b'nei Yisrael v'yachshev kein b'liboy k'sher kriya shma, and you should include this in your kriya shma. B'tevas u'b'chol nafshecha u'b'tevas b'chol nafshechem, that I'm supposed to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu with my entire life's energy and give it up to the Ribbono Shel Olam if need be. V'yaskim askam ha'gemur Hashem yavad l'idei nisoyin yizchazi v'yimsa nafshe v'moyinoid b'simcha k'r v'yakivu m'nei chana v'nechshav lo'i k'ilu nimsa b'poyol. And if you in your mind imagine that happening to you, it's as if it happens. David HaMelech says, we die for you, Hashem, every day. We die every day. It's like we're slaughtered sheep. Is it possible for human beings to die every day? If at the time of Shema you have this in mind, that you're willing to give it up and you imagine it taking place, Hashem counts as if you did it. You should think of this also during that dalin. That's a pretty long akad. You should put yourself as if you're giving up your life. When you're saying akad and shema, when you put your will into this commitment, the high crow and this pasuk is chashiv like ilu mazan avshe. Because Baruch Hu considers as if you gave up your life on kedush mei. Uparshat tzav ukmei rabbanon shuv yemechon. If name is Oscha, Chazal say, die a day before to tshuva a day before you die. B'chol yom yom tzarich bal nash lahadu b'tiyufta. Every single day, a person is supposed to do tshuva l'mimsa ruchei l'kami mori and to give up his life. And you should do this when you say echad. Uzakas brachas birka roi kesho itzias Rabbi Akiva l'ariga zman kriyash ma'oya. But you saw kenes b'sorim b'masir shabarzel. To such an extent, all my life I was anxious over this pasuk to fulfill it. I feel like there's nafshecha. Okay.